Praise the Lord. I want to give an, a little exhortation that's very necessary, and we'll continue to remind ourselves. See, in view of a lot of things happening in Christendom today, so many of us are worried. Communication science has made it easy and very easy for us to know what is happening everywhere, happening in churches, happening all around the world, through the internet and through the television. And we are able to get a picture of what is happening in Christendom. And some of us are worried. William Branham preached a message that he titled, "What is the Attraction on the Mountain?" What is the attraction in the mountain? Hallelujah. And crowd of people go, you know, to these religious places. I limit myself to Christendom. To some of these churches. Crowd. And some of us, when attraction is going like that, crowd of people are going like that, some of us, we get interested too to know what is happening there. What is the attraction in that church? What is the attraction in that ministry? And when some of us go there to see the attraction, we get very, very confused, because truly we wonder, what is it here that has attracted so much crowd? And we get very, very worried because we cannot see it. So it simply means what actually attracts the people, hallelujah, is something that is very, very questionable. And so we preachers of this present restored truth, we have a duty to line up the people and remind us regularly through these exhortations, through these teachings, for us to know how we will comport ourselves in this messed age of Christianity. We are in a messed up age. To find the true worship now is difficult. To locate a true believer now is difficult. To identify a true Christian is difficult. Even you yourself, you cannot even confirm whether you yourself you're a Christian or not. That is the age. Because you are hearing the confirmation of a Christian from here is different. You go to this church, what confirms you as a Christian is different. Anglican say there has to be a confirmation process. Some say it is like this. Some say it is like this. Until even you, the believer, the individual believer that have listened to all of them, if they ask you, are you a Christian, you will not know what to say. Confusion everywhere. But I have an assurance in the Bible that the elect cannot be deceived. How many of us are here today? The elect can never be deceived. We can never be deceived. And do you know why you can never be deceived? It is because you are not making a man your standard. You are not making a church your standard. Your standard is confirmed through the Bible. And please, when I say the standard is the Bible, what I am saying, Saleh is saying it. Muslims, what do you call it? Catholics are saying it. Anglican are saying it. Every choosing is saying it. Redeem is saying it. Our standard is the Bible. So, if everybody is saying the standard is the Bible, hallelujah, and yet, amen, we are all confused about God's standard for salvation, for redemption, then it means it is not just this Bible, but the spirit of understanding. Every believer, therefore, should pray and ask God for understanding. Praise the Lord. They had the lamp, but did not have the oil. So that made them foolish. And it is a foolish Christian that we go to and follow a ministry that is doing nothing there to glorify God. Just because they say they call Jesus. Like some of this so-called gospel music. The fact that a song is calling Jesus does not make it gospel. I continue to hammer this to my followers of my ministry. To let you know, hallelujah, this man you are listening to, I have decided to go to heaven. And I'm making my calling and election sure. But I know also that every man shall give account of himself. And I know that a ministry is committed unto me to preach the gospel. And that my own, I will stand before God and give account of what I preached. Did I lead people to him? Or I confused the people? And the evidence that you are listening to me is that your life will line up with the Bible. Hallelujah. I'm not preaching to follow a church. Time for church has passed. Amen. Time for church has passed. There's a picture of Christianity that has been given that the Lord is using the restoration ministry to break and scatter to pieces. And let the true picture come out. We went to Europe last weekend. We had a program in Amsterdam, myself and a prophet from Nigeria, Prophet Chris Okafor. It's a complex. We were in one hall, he was in another hall. Hallelujah. Listen, that's where you see the difference. Listen very well. It is to the glory of God. Amen. Now, I was wondering, we went there, his crowd was more than my own. Amen. His own crowd was more than my own. Because he has what they are looking for. But some people too have, I have what they are looking for. And they travel from all the European countries to gather to also listen to me. Now, but at the end of the program, two of us had something to show for what we went there. Chris Okafor raised offering to tap to his grace. From 500 euro, 200, 300, finally to 100 euro. Come and tap. So he went and he got a lot of money for himself. Listen carefully. He got a lot of money for himself. Lot of euro. Thousands of euro. Do you know something? Praise the Lord. I left there. The offering, the raised offering for love offering. Hallelujah. I did not take 1 euro out of it. They use it to add to, pay for the expenses incurred for that program. 1 euro, one shishi was not given to me. But you know what? Hallelujah. We baptized 18 people. Sorry, 19 people. I'm speaking revelation. Listen.
He went there and made money. I went there and I got souls.
Oh, somebody does not understand what I am saying.
Christopher went there and made money.
Suleiman, Apostle Suleiman has been going there. They have been making money. Who again? Don't go there. Messilah, they went there. They made the God, Jeremiah, they got money. None of them baptized one soul. None of them led one soul to Christ. None. Hallelujah. Did I come back fulfilled? I came back fulfilled. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. I and Chris Okafor and Apostle Suleiman and all of them, we shall stand before the Lord on the day of judgment. And the Lord will ask us, where are the souls you brought to me? All of us will give account. And they will discover that God did not send them to go and raise offerings. God sent us with the anointing, the grace. Hallelujah. We were in Italy, we baptized 18. In Amsterdam, 19. Now. Hallelujah. I told God, I said, Lord, give me harvest of souls. Praise the Lord. I will not forget the testimony. One particular lady in Italy. The first day, she was, when the ministration started, she was all over the place under anointing. She wore a jeans trouser with this nonsense women put on their hair. Put everything there on their hair. Amen. And she was under anointing. It was evidently the Lord was dealing with her. That was Friday night. Saturday morning, she went for water baptism. And that was her first time of coming. And she said something. Saturday evening, we were on the program again. She was on fire again. And I walked to where she was. I wanted to confirm whether she received the Holy Ghost or not. It's not because she was under anointing. It's not because she fell down. She was speaking in tongues. Because she was speaking in tongues throughout. I went there to see whether she has received the Holy Ghost. I was not going to listen to the tongue that she was speaking. I went there to find out the evidence. When I went there, the first thing I noticed, she was not wearing trousers again. Hallelujah. The second thing I noticed, that thing she put on her head was removed. Then I said, this girl received the Holy Ghost. Praise the Lord. Listen, church. I asked and I was told that when she got to the water side in the morning on Saturday morning, she was telling them, please help me remove this thing. Please help me remove this thing. And our sister that went there was asking her, why do you want to remove it? And she said that a voice was telling her last night that she must remove that. She should remove it. She's a daughter of God. She should not put on things on her head. Praise the Lord. Now that sister, after the program, she said she has been attending churches. That this is the first time she will receive such an experience. And she said she thought she was worshiping God all these years. Because the likes of the prophets that come from Africa to Europe, all they teach them is what? You will make it. The emphasis is how to get rooted here. They tell them nothing about how to go home. How to go to heaven. And so what does it produce? The kind of thing we see in Christianity. Church, when I see such, necessity is laid upon me to tell you how you should comport yourself. But you can never comport yourself under any instruction. Don't bam. Don't wear this. Don't do this. Don't dress like this. Don't beat your wife. Don't fornicate. Those are laws. Hallelujah. When somebody asks me, Pastor, tell me, is it wrong to do this? They are doing question and answer. I repeat it. I say smoking is not sin. Listen very well. Alcohol drinking is not sin. Fornication is not sin. Do you understand what I'm saying? Hallelujah. I say that it is a sinner that smokes. You're already a sinner, that is why you are smoking. You're already a sinner, that is why you are an alcoholic. You're already a sinner, that's why you are a fornicator. It is the attribute of sin. Hallelujah. How can you tell a sinner not to palm her hair? She's a sinner, so there must be attribute of who she is. How can you tell a man not to sleep with a woman he has not married? He's a sinner. And he must do the things that sinners do. Hallelujah. And you remain like that because of lack of an understanding. Let's go to 1 Corinthians chapter 10. Amen. Somebody said this man don't come. Yes, I don't come. I will talk. Listen. Listen very well. Verse 1. From verse 1. Moreover, brethren, I would not that you should be ignorant how that all our fathers were under the cloud and all passed through the sea. And we are all baptized unto Moses in the cloud and in the sea, and did all eat the same spiritual meat, and did all drink the same spiritual drink, for they drank of that spiritual rock that followed them, and that rock was Christ. But with many of them God was not well pleased, for they were overthrown in the wilderness. Now these things, that is where I am going, the emphasis. Now these things that you know that happened in the wilderness between Egypt and the promised land, we are also leaving the Egypt of the world to a promised land. And heaven is that promised land. And between leaving the world and the time of the rapture is a period of our own wilderness that we will pass through. And so these things were our examples, to the intent that we should not lust after evil things as they also lost them. Verse 11. Let's go to verse 11. Now, all these things happened unto them for example, and they are written for our admonition, upon whom the ends of the world are come. And verse 12. Everybody, shall we read it together? Let's go. Wherefore, let him that thinketh he standeth take heed lest he fall. Hallelujah. Let him that think he stands. Because they also were boasting that they were children of Abraham, but not many of them made it to the promised land. And the stories are there for us to understand. That you say you're a Christian. That you say you have been baptized. Does not give you a license to act anyhow. And you can only act anyhow because you have no revelation. The just shall live by revelation, by faith. Get understanding. Get wisdom. Get understanding. With all thy getting, get understanding. It will profit you. Concerning salvation, Isaiah said, it will be by precept upon precept. Line upon line. Here a little, there a little. Precept, revelation, revelation. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. For it is the power of God unto salvation. Hallelujah. For therein It's the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, from revelation to revelation. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. Without faith, and please, faith there can be applied both ways. But for the purpose of our salvation, faith here is revelation. Because in that same scripture, verse 4 of Hebrews chapter 11, it says, by faith, Abel offered a more excellent sacrifice than his brother Cain, and it was accepted. So that faith there is revelation. It's not the faith to claim healing, to claim your wife, to claim pregnancy, to claim certain blessings. That is not what is referred to there. It's a revelation to do things that can make you to be acceptable before God. The sacrifice, it didn't stop him from doing the sacrifice. Anybody can be claiming to be worshiping God. Go ahead and worship. But make sure that you offer your sacrifice, the worship of God, in an acceptable way. For God is looking for worshipers that will worship him where? In spirit and in truth. Because you can worship God in the flesh and in error. You can worship God in the flesh and in error. And so, if these things are written for admonishment, then you understand how to apply the stories, the scriptures in the Old Testament, to our present day. It will help you. That is the only way to know how to walk with God. That's the only way. He says, study to show thyself approved unto your GO. Your approval is unto who? Unto God. And so when a pastor met me yesterday from Enugu, Pastor Francis, we were together, and he said that somebody walked into his church because they saw the signboard that is a message, enter message church. And then he asked her, and she said she got to receive the message through the television. And then came to her. After service, she must have observed some things in the church and came to face the pastor. And the pastor did not answer her satisfactorily. So she left. She never came back again. And the pastor is giving us her phone number. Because she says she's coming back to call us and ask us. And so he said, please, we don't know who she called. We don't know the answer you gave her. But please call her to come back to church. So I answered him. I said, no. It simply means what she's looking for, she didn't get it in your church. That is the evidence of the bride. You cannot use anything and tie them anywhere. Hallelujah. He said, but speak to her. I said, I don't even know her. I'm just a preacher. I am a preacher. She's in Enugu. I don't know her. I don't have branch anywhere. But I have believers and followers of my ministry all around the world. They are listening and they are acting on it. Praise the Lord. They are listening, amen, and they are acting on it. And people are leaving their churches. They are leaving places. Now that their eyes are open, the most popular song in the mouth of all our online members, anywhere we go, they welcome us with our eyes of understanding. He has opened up our lives to be to Jesus, who is chained down in the past. To Jubilee has sounded, and we have responded to our Lord, who's reaching us. When a couple met me somewhere in Italy and then was coming to appreciate the grace of God in my life, she said something. They had stopped going to church. One of the big denominations in Nigeria, let me not say, because somebody would think I'm doing politics. I'm trying to people to my church. Before you know what, some of the carnal churches, they will raise fake testimony to testify against this church to revenge. So I will not call the name of the church, but they left your church. Somebody. Amen. For 1 year, they were at home. Rather than go anywhere, they prefer to stay at home. Until, according to their testimony, they said that one day he just picked his internet and said, let him watch any Nigerian movie online. You see? That couple were attending a holiness-believing church. Holiness-believing church. But sat at home. That church they attend is an abomination to watch any Nollywood film. In fact, it's deeper life. I'm sorry, I called the name. Praise the Lord. And see how the effect. They were at home now, so backsliding until they were going to watch Nigerian movie. And he said immediately he was searching. Then he saw a clip. The title is Anointing for Sale. And he looked at the picture of the man there. He said, he shouted to his wife, honey, come and see Papa Jasko has released another one. Hallelujah. Well, if you like, call me Papa Jasko. He said, come and listen. He titled this one, Anointing for Sale. They were ready to laugh. And then they heard it. He said, I know you are watching me now in Italy, wherever you are. Couple. Hallelujah. And this is how they saw the truth. And they hooked up. And their lives have transformed. They were restored. Blessed be the name of the Lord. The wife of a brother told us, he said, yes, he has never believed in the anointing. You know, they don't do that in that church. Fall under anointing and all those things. He said, he used to think, as they are taught, that it's arranged. Or that something else. But she said she was watching us one of the programs, and the ministration was done. And then by that same Papa Dasko. And he said the power of God packed her in her room. Right there, that is how she received the Holy Ghost. In her room. Praise the Lord. And she said she believed this one now. That man there doesn't even know I'm watching him here. Hallelujah. And God honored her faith and gave her the Holy Ghost. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And so, we are talking about the need for you to take heed and don't just say, I am a Christian. Ensure. I'm making your calling and election sure. Praise the Lord. So these stories, we take them several times, we keep picking them. Because I was going through the scripture and an understanding came to me. How we can learn so many things from the story of Esther. And so this little exhortation, within a short time we have, is, I title it, The Feasts of the King. Plural, Feasts of the King. And please, just a little thing that I want to bring out that may help somebody understand the divine agenda clearer. So that it will help you as you walk along this Christian journey. Let it guide us. We have the lamp. There must also be the oil. That will keep the lamp brighter. In the book of Esther, chapter 1. Let's take a reading there. There's our lay reader here. Where's our lay reader? There's one lay reader we have here. Every Sunday night they read, every time. Where is he? Lay reader. Read chapter 1. Listen, because I will explain the whole chapter to you. Book of Esther. Some people never know where Esther is for Bible. They are looking for it in the New Testament. We are doing Bible study now. That's what makes us different from the denomination. Okay, he has not seen it. Just let it be like a reading. Just follow it carefully. That reading, follow it carefully. Go on, brother.
Praise the Lord. Chapter 1, I read. Now it came to pass, in the days of Ahasuerus, this is Ahasuerus, which reigned from India, even unto Ethiopia.
Please, while you are reading, take note of these characters in this story. We have the king, we have the queen, we have the chamberlain, and we have Esther. Take note of it. And you will discover, as we shall read on, that in that chapter, there are three feasts that were organized by the king. And these three feasts are relevant to us for salvation. And that is what I want to bring out, to let somebody understand. So listen to it. When you begin to place grace into the story, even as it's reading, you will even catch some things that even me have not caught. Go ahead.
Now it came to pass, in the days of Ahasuerus, this is Ahasuerus, which reigned from India even unto Ethiopia, over 127 provinces, that in those days, when the king Ahasuerus sat on the throne of his kingdom, which was in Shushan the palace, in the third year of his reign, he made a feast unto all his princes and his servants.
In which year did he make the feast? The third year. Take note of that. Go ahead.
The power of Persia and Media, the nobles and princes of the provinces, being before him. Verse 4. When he showed the riches of his glorious kingdom and the honor of his excellent majesty many days, even 104 days. And when these days were expired, the king made a feast unto all the people that were present in Shushan the palace, both unto great and small, 7 days in the courts of the garden of
the king. How many days did the feast last? Somebody shout 7 days. Go ahead.
Where were white, green, and blue hangings, fasting with cords of fine linen, and purple to silver rings, and pillars of marble? The beds were of gold and silver, upon a pavement of red and blue and white and black marble. Verse 7. And they gave them drink in vessels of gold, the vessels being divers one from another, and royal wine in abundance, according to the state of the king. And the drinking was according to the law. None did compel. For so the king had appointed all the officers of his house, that this should do according to every man's pleasure. Verse 9. Also, Vashti the queen made a feast for the women in the royal house, which belonged to King Ahasuerus. On the 7th day, when the heart of the king was merry with wine, he commanded Mehuman, Bista, Habana, Bicta, and Abacta, Zeta, and Kakas, the 7 chamberlains.
How many chamberlains? How many chamberlains? How many days was the feast? God bless you. Read on.
That served in the presence of Ahasuerus the king. 11. To bring Vashti the queen before the king with the crown royal, to show the people and the princes her beauty, for she was fair to look on. But the queen Vashti refused to come at the king's commandment by his chamberlains. Therefore was the king very wroth, and his anger burned in him.
So what is the need? What is the use of that beauty now? Very beautiful, but no character. Go ahead.
Verse 13. Then the king sent to the wise men, which knew the times. For so was the king's manner toward all that knew law and judgment. And the next unto him was Kashina, Sheta, Admata, Tarshish, Meris, Masena, and Memucan, the seven princes of Persia and Media, which saw the king's face, and which sat the first in the kingdom. What shall we do unto the queen, Vashti, according to law, because she had not performed the commandments of the kings Ahasuerus by the chamberlains? 16. And Memucan answered before the king and the princes, Vashti the queen hath not done wrong to the king only, but also to all the princes and to all the people that are in all the province of the king Ahasuerus. For this deed of the queen shall come abroad unto all women, so that they shall despise their husbands in their eyes. When it shall be reported, the king Ahasuerus commanded Vashti the queen to be brought in before him, but she came not. Verse 18. Likewise shall the ladies of Persia and Media say, this day unto all the king's princes, which have heard of the deed of the queen, thought shall there arise too much contempt and wrath. If it please the king, let there go a royal commandment from him, and of the Persians and the Medes, that it be not...
You have dropped a line. Read verse 19 again.
If it please the king, let there go a royal commandment from him, and let it be written among the laws of the Persians and the Medes, that it be not altered, that Vashti come no more before King Ahasuerus, and let the king give her royal estate unto another that is better than she.
Why was she to be put away? Because she disobeyed the king, her husband. Therefore, she be put away, and let another replace her. Read on.
Verse 20. And when the king's decree, which he shall make, shall be published throughout all his empire, for it is great, all the wives shall give to their husbands honor, both to great and small. And the same pleased the king and the princes, and the king did according to the word of Memucan. For he sent letters into all the king's provinces, into every province according to the writing thereof, and to every people after their language, that every man should bear rule in his own house, and that it should be published according to the language of every people.
Go on, chapter 2, verse 1.
After these things, when the wrath of King Ahasuerus was appeased, he remembered Vashti, and what she had done, and what was decreed against her. Then said the king's servants that ministered unto him, let there be fair young virgins sought for the king, and let the king appoint officers in all the provinces of his kingdom, that they may gather together all the fair young virgins unto Shushan the palace, to the house of the women, unto the custody of Haji, the king's chamberlain, keeper of the women, and let their things for purification be given them. Verse 4. And let the maiden which pleased the king be queen instead of Vashti. And the thing pleased the king, and he did so. Now in Shushan the palace, there was a certain Jew whose name was Mordecai, the son of Jer, the son of Shimer, the son of Kish, a Benjamite, who had been carried away from Jerusalem with the captivity which had been carried away with Jeconiah, king of Judah, whom Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon, had carried away. And he brought up Hadassah, that is, Esther, his uncle's daughter, for she had neither father nor mother. And the maid was fair and beautiful, whom Mordecai, when her father and mother were dead, took for his own daughter. Verse 8. So it came to pass, when the king's commandment and his decree was heard, and when many maidens were gathered together unto Shushan the palace, to the custody of Haggai, that Esther was brought also unto the king's house, to the custody of Haggai, keeper of the women. And the maiden pleased him, and she obtained kindness of him, and he speedily gave her her things for purification, with such things as belonged to her, and seven maidens which were meet to be given her out of the king's house, and he preferred her and her maids unto the best place of the house of the women. Esther had not shown her people nor her kindred, for Mordecai had charged her that she should not show it. And Mordecai walked every day before the court of the women's house to know how Esther did and what should become of her. When every maid's turn was come to go in to King Ahasuerus, after that she had been 12 months, according to the manner of the women, for so were the days of their purification accomplished. To wit, 6 months with oil of myrrh, and 6 months with sweet odors, and with other things for the purifying of the women. Verse 13. Then thus came every maiden unto the king, whatsoever she desires was given her, to go with her out of the house of the women into the king's house. Verse 4. In the evening she went, and on the morrow she returned into the second house of the women, to the custody of Shashgaz, the king's chamberlain, which kept the concubines. She came in unto the king no more, except the king delighted in her, and that she were called by name. Verse 15. Now, when the turn of Esther, the daughter of Abishal, the uncle of Mordecai, who had taken her for his daughter, was come to go in unto the king, she required nothing but what Haggai, the king's chamberlain, the keeper of the women, appointed. And Esther obtained favor in the sight of all them that looked upon her. Esther was taken unto King Ahasuerus, into his house royal, in the 10th month, which is the month Tebeth, in the 7th year of his reign. And the king loved Esther above all the women, and she obtained grace and favor in his sight more than all the virgins, so that he set the royal crown upon her head and made her queen instead of Vashti. Then the king made a great feast unto all his princes and his servants, even Esther's feast. And he made a release in the provinces and gave gifts according to the state of the king.
Thank you very much. That is a beautiful story of how Esther became a queen. But let's dissect those scriptures, some of those scriptures. First, we notice three feasts organized by this same king. So let's understand which is the first feast. How is the first feast related to us? Because the story of Esther here is actually the story of redemption. Hallelujah. It is the story of redemption, prophetically given using this story. All stories, Old Testament stories, are to make us understand how God is dealing with his bride, dealing with us in grace. Period. And these stories are there, hidden there, revealed to us. Apostle Paul called it mystery. It's a mystery that has been hidden all these ages, but now revealed to us by his Spirit. And the only way for you to understand salvation is not to go to a Bible school. No Bible school can reveal salvation to you. Flesh and blood did not reveal this to you, Peter, but my Father which is in heaven. Jesus Christ said, no man knoweth who the Father is but the Son. No man knoweth who the Son is but the Father. No man knoweth who the Father of the Son is until the Son reveals the Father to you. You can never know who He is. Nobody can come to Christ except the Father that sent Him draw you to Him. People don't understand. Hallelujah. Some of us, we have come to church, not to Christ. And the way you relate, the way you serve Him, proves it. I am telling you that is the truth. That is perfectly the truth. Many of us, it is not to Christ we came. Yes. Some of us, there are two groups of people here. Some of us, we come to church. Not Christ. So the way you behave in the church is as, you know, to show, I mean, as if you are doing a pastor a favor. Do you know that some people will deliberately, just to call attention, deliberately stop coming to fellowship so that people will look for them? You are a witch. That's manipulation. Witch is act of manipulation. You are a witch. Just like that, I don't go to church. Make I stay 2 weeks, I don't go to church. Make I see whether the church they get love. Some come to church if they have a need and they go to the church and the church did not help them, they take off, they change to another church. You know, and God knows how to, you know, separate the people. That's why a person will call, you will not get anything, so that you go vex to go. Because you came to church, you did not come to Christ. Then some come to Christ, but when they come, hallelujah, they come like that group in John chapter 6. They ate bread the previous day, and the next day, they came again because they are hungry again. Where we go? Where we go get bread to chop? You know now, you will hear some people, where they go? The reason why I like that church, and some churches, there is a church somewhere in Lagos there, that after service, then they eat rice. They eat rice and chicken. So anybody that is hungry, just that Sunday, go there, chop where. Where they come from, I go church. What happened there? We ate rice. Very well, my belly is full. So he said, oh, Master, we have been looking for you. He told them, you seek me not because you saw the miracle, but because you ate bread. Because when you come to Christ, there is something beyond the miracle you receive. The miracle will open your eye to ask, who is this man? Peace be still at the storm. The storm was rocking the boat. They were all going to perish. And he just came among his disciples that were walking with him. He stood up. Peace be still. And even the storms obeyed him. And the disciples said, what manner of man is this? That is what miracle is supposed to cause you to do. You come to church and nothing. Church, we are past that stage now. The rapture will soon strike. Oh, God is gathering his people, preparing for homegoing. Oh, he's removing us from other type of Christianity. If that is not what you're looking for, you're wasting your time here. Go to synagogue. Oh. Go to Mercyland. Oh. From Monday to night. You hear that they have no time for anything about salvation. But anything you need for here, they give you. You do your deliverance. Oh. Demons will leave you. You prosper. Go there. For here, this is not the type of place. That's why I told ministers, if not food you define, you are in the wrong place. You are walking in the wrong place. Hungry, go kill you for here. For here, no be food. Bring us into ministry. See me now. Go Europe, come back. They don't give me shishi. So listen. I'm saying it now. Oh, praise God. So go and look for your church. Oh. Don't come to this type of church. Oh. Hallelujah. This heaven. Now we will go. And we have pick our cross. If you will follow me, you should do what? Pick your cross. Didn't say carry your millions. Oh. Carry the houses you have, the businesses you have. Carry your cross and do what?
Now the cross I follow, so I go Europe, come, but they not give me sis yo.
Praise the Lord.